Ooh, boy.
Do you have a tree called a...
Called what?
It's got long, white limbs and scaly bark that you can peel off.
Sycamore.
Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down.
Cherry.
And do you have a bush or shrub that leaves turn bright red in the fall? It's got clusters of berries on it.
Yes, that's a... That's a dogwood tree, isn't it?
Well, this is a shrub or bush, though.
I have several trees around here like that, but I'm not much on remembering names of trees and flowers. I have a variety of flowers out there, and people come and ask, what is this?
Mm-hmm. You forget. Do you have one called sumac or shumac?
Shumac.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there is a... I've heard, but I just faintly recall that.
Mm-hmm. What about the state tree of Mississippi? That's
a magnolia.
Okay. Any other name for it?
No, I don't know of any other name but magnolia tree.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a bush or a shrub called a laurel or rhododendron or spoonwood or?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
I don't know. What is it?
Rhododendron?
Yes. I'm trying to recall now what kind of... I have a friend over there that she really knows the names of flowers and shrubberies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't retain them.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of berries are common?
Berries?
Mm-hmm.
The dewberry, blackberry, strawberry.
What about a berry that's got a rough surface? Some of them are red and some of them are black.
That's a dewberry.
A rat?
Huh?
Starts with an R. Rat?
Rat?
Raspberry?
Oh,
rat?
Yes, there is a raspberry.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have it around here.
What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Oh, I can't think of it because I got a touch of it last summer out there digging in the yard. I can't think of it. You know it?
Some kind of oak or ivy?
And poison ivy.
Uh-huh.
Poison ivy.
Anything else?
No, I don't know of anything else that would give you an itch or something. But the poison ivy, I'm sure they're out there, but I don't know them.
Say if there were some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might say you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
And a woman who's lost her husband
is called a...
undertaker?
Or whose husband is dead, she would be a...
widow.
Okay. Your father's father is called your...
stepfather.
Or his... your father's father is your...
my father's father...
uh-huh.
...is grandfather.
Okay, and his wife is your...
grandmother.
What do people call their grandfather and grandmother?
Most times they call them grandmother and grandfather.
Okay.
These children call me grandmother.
Mm-hmm. What do people call their father?
Daddy most times.
Okay. What about their mother?
Mother.
Okay.
Mama.
Uh-huh. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
You put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
roll it.
Okay. And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he... what, his father?
Resembles.
Okay. And if a child's misbehaving, you might say, you're going to get a...
spanking.
Okay. Did people used to use the word pregnant much when you were growing up? Did they say that word?
No, they didn't. They used a, and in among the colored people, they said she's big.
Does that sound sort of vulgar to you?
Well, it was, children didn't use that term too much because, well, they had more modesty about them than they have now. And parents, really, I think parents are delving too deeply into these things. You know, it's causing the children to,
Mm-hmm.